do you get? Hits. So what you do, and people say, well, how do you keep yourself motivated? That you say to yourself, that's a dumb question. The very way I live my life, I'm motivated. Because I'm doing the things I enjoy doing with the people I enjoy doing them with, and I'm doing important things, and I'm staying with them till they're done. So my whole life is a series of rushes. So I am positively addicted to happiness, health, success, achievement, and good relationships, because every time I engage in them, I get a positive feedback or positive hit, which makes me want to do more of them. Drucker discovered this 50 years ago. The great motivation for people coming to this country from other countries is not just to make money, although that goes along with it, it's achievement. Because achievement is such a high. It gives you such a feeling of fulfilling your potential. So everything we talk about is to do it, but the critical thing is the action. If you do the action, you get the reaction. If you do get the reaction, you get the buzz. If you get the buzz, it predisposes you to doing the same thing again until it becomes automatic. And when you make it automatic, where you write your goals and set your priorities and work on your plans and complete your tasks, when you make that automatic, you know what happens? Is, woo, you get on a roll and you just roll, baby. You will accomplish more and enjoy it more than you can imagine. You escape from this feeling of learned helplessness. You escape from this feeling of the comfort zone, this tendency toward the comfort zone. You feel unstoppable, right? All right. Part four, time empowerment. Part four, are you ready? Part four, your highest, most dependable source of cash flow is your earning ability. Your ability to earn money is the same as a huge factory that produces products and services that are then sold, and the profit is generated back to the owners. And in the old days, you needed land, labor, capital, fixtures, furniture, raw materials. Today, all you need is brains. Your ability to earn, your ability to apply your mind to your world can generate tens of thousands of dollars a year into your life. You can enjoy the highest standard of living ever imagined in the history of man on this earth by just applying your brains to your community. Isn't that incredible? Your earning ability has taken you your whole life to develop. All your education and experience, everything you've ever done has reached you to this point, brought you to this point. And most people here are at the peak of their earning ability, except for maybe next year and the year after. So, your earning ability is something you must be very careful about not taking for granted. We often take our earning ability for granted. We think it's kind of a general amorphous mass, but it's not. It's a very, very special quantity. Number two, your most precious resource, all you really have to sell is your time. In fact, all of your life is a trade. You start off in life with lots of time and no money. As you get older, you start to trade your time for money. And when you're 20s and 30s, you can look around at your current net worth and you can say, this is how well I've traded. The average family in America has a net worth of $35,000. That's when the parents are in their 30s and 40s. That's $35,000. So what they've done is they've traded the first 30 or 40 years of their life for about $1,000 a year. If I said, I'll give you $1,000 a year and I'll put you in jail, will you sit in jail for $1,000 a year? What if I say, I'll tell you what, you work all year long at this job and I'll give you $1,000 extra at the end of the year. Would you work for $1,000 extra above and beyond your cost of living and food and transportation? Most people are working, that's $83 a month. Think about that. People are working for $83 a month. That's what they're trading their lives for in terms of what they have left over. So your most precious resource is your time. Your ability to trade your time well determines the entire quality of your life. And don't ever think that somebody else is smarter than you. I'm going to give you an important point, two points. Point number one, which is metaphysical but true, is that you are a thoroughly good person. You are a thoroughly good person. Right down deep inside of your heart, you are a very, very good, kind, compassionate, generous, outstanding, excellent human being. Now that is a fact. If you have problems with the fact, it does not contradict the fact. That's the fact. The second part is that you're as good as anyone else. And the reverse of that is no one's better than you. And you must never think and never question that you are not a thoroughly good person. And you must never think that anyone is better than you. Some people may be ahead of you on some of the roads of life, but that's just because they made better choices and decisions than you. And maybe even they had better breakthroughs.